Today is Wednesday, 19 May 2021. Time now is 4 o'clock. Regular board meeting, all board members to the president. I'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. I'll start off with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 1B, adoption of the agenda. I'm here with the agenda.
I'll move to adopt the agenda for the meeting of May 19th.
And the amended agenda? Do we say the amended agenda?
The amended agenda.
Amended agenda, okay.
Just making sure, yes.
I'll second that.
Aye.
And call to the public.
Nothing.
Moving on to the consent agenda, starting off with the approval of the minutes for both the regular board meeting, April 13, 2021, and special board meeting, April 29, 2021. I have nothing.
I'm good as is.
All right, and then B, presentation of the April financial report, and C, approval of the April vouchers.
All right. The only big thing on one of the vouchers, when you're looking at the symbol sheet there, is the second voucher, 2135, the $300,000. That is our, included in that is our third payment to the tuition. Everything else is pretty normal. The $40,000 probably, and the next line is for health insurance.
And it's for the... This one is for what?
I'm sorry?
The $357,000.
Included in there is $316,000 for the BISB tuition.
Okay.
Quarter.
All right.
I have nothing.
I'm good.
All right. Thank you. And then we want to... D, approved the budget revision for the 2020-2021 school year, which we talked about it before this meeting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then E, accept resignations for Lupita Chavez and Miguel Acuna.
This is at their request, obviously, and so I wish them well, and they have a great future.
Can we ask why Lupita Chavez?
She decided that she is going to move to Tucson. And it's kind of been going back and forth. She just came in today and she said, I have to move to Tucson. So
personal choice.
Yeah, personal. There's some personal things going on. So I said, okay, good luck.
Well, it's a pleasure having her here, and we wish her the best. All right, with that, I would like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Moving on to the action items, starting off with A, presentation, discussion, and possible vote on changing the school calendar.
Okay, that was Mr. Almos and then Ms. Romero, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. So I did not make a new calendar for you because it's basically swapping 2 days. We had, if you remember right, the one day that people wanted, where they wanted a little longer Christmas vacation, and we decided we'd do a PD day on January 3rd when we come back so we can be organized, ready, and try something new. Well, we need to have 5 staff development days before school. 1 day for the new TVs, the interactive TVs, and we have a 4-day responsive classroom, which is classroom management. Basically, the control of your classroom, how you start your class, how you control it, how you run your class. It's a 4-day, very intensive workshop that we're going to host here. Jackie Clay has given us some money to do it, or will be giving us some money to do it. But with all of the different issues we've had, and most of them stem from just starting your class, controlling your class, and ending your class, not having kids run the class, just decided this was something that would help us a lot. This is something I did in South Dakota. I did it the first year, the second year we were a Blue Ribbon school. It had a huge impact on the staff. I know when I left, that was the one thing they told me, the best thing I did was bring the training in, because it really turned the school around. So I really think we need it. I think it'll be beneficial. And with this ESSER funding and the ARC funding coming, there's no better time to do it because we don't usually have that money sitting around. It's a, it costs about $21,000, so it's expensive training. Anybody who wants to send, I have invited all the schools, so if there's anybody else that wants to send somebody, they'll cost, they'll pay us $700 to come, and Jackie Clay will be giving us some money as well. So that'll all come off that, that $21,000. And then along with that, they are inviting our middle school teachers to join the middle school training, and they won't charge us for that. They're going to send an elementary trainer to us, and our middle school teachers are going to join the middle school training. So if we would have sent them to Phoenix for the training, it was $800 and some, and then we had to pay 3 nights at a motel or 4 nights at a motel and meals for 4 days and all the mileage. So, it, you know, by the time we figured it out, actually, it's cheaper. Kind of crazy. It's that expensive. But if you were going to do the whole staff, I mean, so.
I would like to make a motion to approve the changes on the school calendar for the 2021-2022 school year.
I'll second. Go ahead.
I'll
second that.
Aye.
Moving on to B, presentation discussion and possible vote on approving the ESSER II budget.
Okay, so I had a really beautiful budget printout, color coordinated and the whole nine yards, but three things have changed since Friday as far as where we'll spend the money and how much we have. So what we need to do is basically, tonight I'm asking that you, this afternoon I'm asking that you approve that we put this budget together for exactly $488,092.20, and with that we will we'll get you the, when we finish it, because we just had a reduction in what we're going to spend even today on our summer school program because one of the people decided they didn't want to work. So we have to get it to the exact penny, but we just have to have a board approval. So if we put that in a board approval, and then I will get you guys all a copy when we have the exact amount. That will include the three new teachers that we have are hiring tonight, and two that we are, the one we're hiring and the two we already did hire, that money will come from there as well. So we'll use that money. We'll use that money for the fixing of these two doors, which I think is on here, and we'll also to, for the LED lights, which we'll talk about in a little bit. So I'm just looking for approval. Then we have it in our minutes, and then we get that approved and we can send it in. Because until we get it approved and we send them the budget, we can't tap into any of those dollars.
Any questions?
I'll make a motion to accept item B for the approval of the budgeted amount of $488,092.
And
second the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
I
want to
make sure that, and 20 cents, right?
And 20 cents.
Yes.
Don't forget
20 cents. I don't forget that.
All right. And aye for me as well.
All right.
All right.
Moving on to C, prestige discussion and possible vote on approving Fund 12 and Fund 13 amounts for the 301 performance pay bonuses for staff.
Okay. So the first bonus was $2,400. Basically, in that they needed, because the evaluations were thrown out by the state, if you recall our last meeting, I gave you that information, or two meetings ago, lately anyway. The staff only had to make sure they were at 70% of our staff meetings to qualify for $2,400. It's almost like take a candy from a baby, I think. But we still had four people not make them. And then the 513 is the one that has all those academic and different things, communication logs and all that stuff, and that was worth $2,800. And we had two people that did not qualify for that, I believe, if I remember, it was two, correct? So I have the names, I didn't bring them for you, but that's a total of six people. A couple of them ended up with no bonus either way, and then a couple of others. So. Again, if you want the names, I can email them out as soon as we're done. We're right now in that process where they have a little window to appeal them not getting their thing. We may have an appeal tomorrow morning. So we'll see how that goes. But that's where we're sitting right now. That's all the money from the state that was put into those funds just for the bonuses. Next year, that 301 fund will be very, very different, and it's going to be much more stringent on what they have to do to get that money. It's not, there won't be any gimmies like you have to be at 70% of the staff meetings. They'll have their student growth and all this other stuff that has to be shown, but you know, this year was kind of a wonky year.
When you can kind of you can contest something like that?
It does say it in there that they can appeal it, but they have to state why they're appealing it, and then they have to prove it. And so,
well, obviously they didn't make the requirements. I'm just saying that
right.
It's kind of hard to contest something that you didn't make cut the grade, you know.
But you give them a chance to go in and say it.
And you can't make concessions.
Right. And it comes down to a vote of the committee, but the problem that we have is that there's no set committee that's really documented. And so then there's like 15 different teachers that said something about the committee. So they want to have 15 teachers and me on the committee. Well, that's not going to fly. They're only going to get a couple of votes. So
it's probably going to come to the board.
Right. And so, you know, we'll see what all happens with it. But it's a good thing to see, because we'll make sure that it's cleaned up for next year also.
And it's motivating, you know.
All right. I'll make a motion to approve all qualified staff to receive $2,400 for the Fund 12 and $2,800 for Fund 13, and also the 301 performance pay plan.
I'll second.
Aye.
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 Right.
We're on to D, presentation, discussion, possible vote on hiring Margot Dietrich as an ELL teacher.
Margot Dietrich as that second ELL teacher. We will bring her in on step three. She has 7 years experience. She does have 1 year experience working with ELL. So I took the 1 year experience with ELL and 7 total years, and I kind of met her in the middle, and she was good with it. So that fit right into that SEI budget that we qualify for, and so that's how we kind of got to that amount.
I don't have any reservations.
I want to make a motion to approve the hiring of Margot Dietrich.
Yes.
As the ELL.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye. We can add in there to welcome to the NACO Elementary School District. Moving on to E, presentation, discussion, possible vote on hiring 2 part-time 16 to 18-year-old students to work with custodians over the summer.
Okay, so we will have a waiver form that, because they would be minors. What we're looking for is someone that could run the lawnmower and will help with grunt work and has got young legs and muscles and will help us move a lot of desks and chairs and everything from one room to another, moving it out, and then we'll set up a cleaning rotation and just do a bunch of rooms at a time. And so we'd have somebody that could help outside, keeping the place looking picked up and clean, mowed, and then also moving the furniture out of rooms and then back into rooms, helping us sanitize the tables and desks and all that kind of stuff. It would be 4 hours a day. Armando and I talked about it, and Donna and I talked about it, and so we would for sure do it Monday through Thursday, and then we would use Fridays as necessary.
For how long?
I looked at either going from as soon as we could find somebody, so we would post it until filled, and we would have them stay until either July 9th or 16th.
Okay. That make a motion?
So a month and a half, basically.
I'd like to move to approve the hiring of the 2 part-time 16 to 18-year-old students to help with the custodians.
A second.
Aye.
All right. F, presentation, discussion, and possible vote on the summer office hours from 7 to 3:30 Monday through Thursday.
All right. So
now I know why Miss why somebody's here today.
She takes the summer off. Now, you know, we have been guilting her. But
I thought it was like she just happened to drop in out of the blue.
No, she had to, she has to do the she's our what?
Counter.
I know, but I was going to say, like, bouncer at the bar. She's our bouncer to get into graduation, so she had an hour and a half with nothing to do, so I told her she needed to come.
I think that makes a good, that makes a lot of sense to do that, though.
Well, and that doesn't mean that nobody's going to be in the office before 7. I guarantee you somebody will be there before 7, and we'll be there until at least 5 o'clock, but we'll have the front door, and we'll have somebody there to answer the phones. And then Friday we'll, when Miss Elias takes her vacation after the first week of summer or whatever it is, then we will have somebody else in there rotating to do that. But we're only going to keep them till, is it did say 11 o'clock? I think 11:30. That's plenty. Because honestly, last year on Fridays, nobody came. I mean, they just don't come out. So if we're there until they're basically done serving meals, I think we're in good shape.
Good idea. I'd like to make a motion to approve item F pertaining to the summer hours. What?
I'm
looking at discussions tomorrow?
No.
What happened?
Nothing. I asked her, and then you made the motion, but it doesn't matter.
He asked me to make a motion, but I couldn't speak because I had my mouth full of ice, and then you made the motion, so I was like, I'd like to talk, but I couldn't.
My vote is aye.
So who seconded?
Romero. She got the second out. She just couldn't get the motion out.
Okay. Aye.
Cool.
What are they doing down there? Sorry. Not too much fun, huh?
I know.
It's a good thing. School's out.
We're only 15 minutes in, and look at how far we are. Holy cow.
We're cranking.
Mr. Almost said he was going to try to have a meeting like Romero has when he's gone. So he's trying to show her up here.
But we are assisting him in that effort.
That's right. Very good.
All right, G is a press discussion and possible vote on the hiring of Deputy Bobby Zavala.
This is the school resource officer. This is the person actually that the sheriff recommended to me before, and then it didn't look like it was going to work out, and now we kind of have it worked out, but now we're working with the state and the sheriff's office to try to come up to see how we're going to do it. There's a little question about who will pay him and how that money goes. We just assumed that we would be paying him and that we would get the money from the state. So I spent a half an hour on the phone this afternoon, and I've got a phone call coming tomorrow morning between 7:30 and 8 from the state, and they're going to let us know if we can do that. The sheriff's office will sign off on it. They'll give us a car. They'll give Mr. Zavala gas, but they don't want to add him to their payroll, even though it won't add any money to their payroll because they would get totally reimbursed for it.
And we're getting the grant.
We got the grant.
And it's not with the SO.
No.
Okay.
So he is a reserve deputy sheriff. He still is able to work for them on weekends when he was working. He will work for us basically about 10 and a half months is what it comes out to right now. And then he'll have a month and a half where he could either choose to work for the sheriff's office if they needed him, or he could just take a vacation. So he's very excited to come back. We're just working out the details with the state. So what I'd like to approve is the hiring of Bobby Zavala and then the working out the IGA and the pay agreement with the Cochise County Sheriff's Department. And then however that works out, I'll bring it back next time so it's perfectly right. But I just need this approved by the board so that the state will approve our grant, and it has to be done by the 29th.
There's
so I don't
not
want
to be out of pocket for us. The taxpayers are
not a penny. Actually, we left 77 cents or something like that on the table because we couldn't fit it in.
Well, I don't really see this
the salary.
How can we even argue with that, really?
Yeah. So it's a win-win, I think. And I believe if the sheriff's office, I think the sheriff believes the same thing. So it's just now a matter of getting this agreement
together.
I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve the hiring of Deputy Bobby Zavala as a school resource officer.
Second.
Romero.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And as well, if we can add in there, welcome to the Knoxville Elementary School District. I'm really excited about this.
Mm-hmm. You are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we've made some really good improvements. difference this year.
Right.
I feel like you guys are going to really like the quality of people that we're adding.
Like, is this this is going to be an opportunity for to show the kids that, you know, law enforcement is not always there during
not,
bad times.
They're not the enemy.
Right, yeah.
They're not
yeah.
the enemy.
They last a lot longer yeah. and they're more enemy. Yeah.
Provide some mentorship, some, and hopefully a deterrence for crimes as well. And just, you know, coach the kids so they can be good, productive.
And another male role model, because we just don't have a lot at school. So I think it's all, I think just feel like it's a good, that's a good situation for us.
And then moving on to H, presentation, discussion, and possible vote on approving the switching over from fluorescent lighting LED to LED lighting.
I got to put a 2 in there, sir. All right, so there was some sort of a misunderstanding, and I don't think that when the gentleman said it, I think he said, or he tried to say that we would only have to pick up 90% of the costs, and I think it came across as we would get a 90% savings. The total cost, this is my learning from business managers over the years, I always say just a little bit higher, it's 34,000 something, I just put 35,000. Just in case we add a light and it costs an extra $60-$70. But what happened is they are getting a $4,000-some rebate from APS that goes right to that company. So instead of it being almost $39,000, it's going to cost us $34,000-something. So it's a 10% savings, but every year their estimated savings for us was $10,364. So by the end of 3 years, we pretty much have paid for that already, and that's an ongoing savings, which, again, was one of the things we talked about with these ESSER funds, is we wanted to make sure we had a 5 to 7 or 10 year impact. This is something that could have an impact forever, you know. And the light bulbs for LEDs last longer. It's a better light, learning light for students. There's just a lot of pluses with it. And the fact that those, I can't remember what they're called, ballasts, are out of date now for the fluorescent. So, you know, just getting them out of here and not having you try to find them, because you basically have to go to a junkyard and find an electrician who's got a whole bunch of old stuff laying around just to get one to work anymore. So I right now is the time to do it, because we're going to have the funding. We not only have this, but in that ARP funding that I think Donna talked about, or else I did, but ARP or ESSER 3, we're set to bring in about $1.233 million, okay? And the only catch there is you have to have a budget approved to spend to the exact penny how much money they tell you you're going to get. So that money, we will start actually working on that. We should find out within the next week. And we will start working on that budget and what we should spend the money on as soon as we finish the ESSER 2 budget, which should be done within by the end of next week. Okay, so we won't be able to start, I don't think, claiming any or putting in anything on the state fund site until about July 1, maybe sometime towards the end of June for that 1.2, but we will find out exactly what we're getting. But what they told us was to take our 488,000 whatever and multiply it. Let's see, where does it say it exactly? It says take that amount and multiply it by 2.3. That's where we ended up with. Hello, Francis. That's where we ended up with. She's doing double duty here, I think, with that amount. So right now, then, after we had get that stuff done and we know we're going to do it, we can either pay it on either of the ESSER or the ARP. If they're not going to be able to do the lighting till the end of summer, we could possibly even put it on the ARP if we're going to get that budget done.
Righty.
I would like to make a motion on approving the lighting, switching over from fluorescent lighting, LED light, to the actual system.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye.
And then aye, presentation, discussion, and votes on closing the revolving account at Washington Federal.
All right. This is really going to be a tough decision for you. Here, since I have been here, we have not written a check out of the revolving fund. But we have steadfastly paid $5 a month in service charges.
Tim, I think I might have been wrong about what I told you. In fact, I think that the problem happened, the question came up about this account, I think it might have been prior to a couple years ago that we had it. But I think that that was whenever the IRS thing came up, remember when they were questioning somebody else utilizing this account. Yeah, and so that's what it was.
Yeah. So Donna doesn't like to write those checks just because it's just cleaner when you go through all the other funds.
It was a new thing, though, for us.
Yeah. I mean, it's set there so that if you need something, you need it fast, blah, blah, blah. But we haven't used it.
I know it was whenever Rosa was on the board, right at the end before she departed, that's when we started that account. So that was right around that same time with all those problems.
I issue checks.
Sorry, the last one.
The county processing checks every week. So there's no, as you see on my expense reports, there's no reason to just write checks during the middle of the week and go through all that additional paperwork and then get it reimbursed from the vouchers anyway. So I just don't believe it's necessary.
Well, that is a no-brainer.
It's $60 a year that we're just throwing away.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make sense. I mean, every one of our accounts we pay $60 a year
for. It's about time that we do that.
Yeah, I mean, it just, when I went back and I looked at it, I kept going back, and it's like, can't even find a check we've written out of it, but we've been steadfastly paying $5. It's just not one.
So there's a motion on the table for you?
Are we ready for a motion?
Go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion to approve dropping the account from Washington Federal.
I'll second.
Aye.
And the superintendent's report whenever he's ready.
All right. Got a nice, short, sweet one for you. Talk about everything else. I corrected, on here I just corrected that LED lighting so that, you know, it was a 10% reduction and not a 90. We are going to do as a staff next year a book. I'll even make sure we get one for each of you guys. It's called The Energy Bus by John Gordon. It's one of the best books I've ever read that had anything to do with history or investigation or anything like that. It's all about positivity and the power of positivity in the workplace and your life and all that stuff. It's a quick read. I know I found myself like, I don't usually pick up a book and just sit down for 2 hours and read it. I got on an airplane, I sat down, and I read like 17 chapters on a flight. And I don't ever do that. I mean, you know.
The Energy Bus?
Yeah, it's called The Energy Bus. It's very positive. I'll lock it, Francis.
Okay.
I can lock it. Say that now what? Oh, got it. Thank you. It's really good. So I just feel like we're at a point right now where we've made some staff adjustments and we need to make sure we're all moving in the same direction. And we're going to try some new things next year. And next year will be a time where either people are going to sit around and complain or we're going to get together and we're going to go. And I think maybe this book will help us understand that let's just get together and go. It's very positive. The book, if you want it in Spanish, it's $6.50. And if you want it in English, it's 14 something. I don't know what it is.
What?
Spanish seems like it takes forever. I know. I mean, I don't know, but yeah, anyway, it is just a really, really good book. It gives you a check back, and you can look at yourself and see different things happening with some of the characters in the book. It was really good. So we're going to do a book study on that, and we're going to just kind of try to see if that will help. And a good way to start the year off and maybe improve the work environment and keep people happy and together as a cohesive unit. And then next year, and we don't have the bid from them yet, but we will be switching over from NWEA to Renaissance Learning. NWEA will no longer count for move-on when reading. So the data that we get from them, we're going to either have to buy another testing, you know, company to do the move-on for reading and reading fluency stuff, or we just change companies. The Renaissance program is a program that I used in Minnesota, and it takes 20 minutes to test the kids. And you can do it once a week, once every 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. But it'll allow us to test kids, see where they're at in math, reading, what do they need to work on. It will actually even take each kid, if you all three took a test, it'll take how you did and it will make an individual worksheet just for each of you on what you need to work on to get better at for certain standards. And with that, it also allows us to take a screenshot of where each person is on the grid in math and reading and then decide where do we want to have them. We're looking at putting in this program, this reading and ELL program, and then also supplementing with some extra help in math and special ed at the same time for each grade. And if we're going to do that, it works out really, really well to have this program because you can take a 20-minute test for English, 20-minute test for math, and you get all this data that shows where every kid's at, and then you can just change, like every 5 weeks, you can change which group they're in. So if a kid struggles in math and reading, you can flop them after every time, or if they're in ELL, they can still visit the other one. They don't always have to be in the same group all the time. It's a good program. It's going to cost about the same as NWEA. NWEA gives you a ton of data that not one of these teachers uses because it's too complex. They get lost going in. The only person that can really work it, I would say in our school right now that understands it enough to work it is Ms. Morgan, and she knows it enough for herself to do it, but she can't teach others. She just can't teach everybody how to do it. So the teachers don't. If it's hard, they just don't go after it. Renaissance is easy. Wow. It's just really easy, you know. So it'll give us all the testing we need for our state funding and our state grants, and the teachers will learn how to use it and will actually be able to pull data that they can use. He's cramping up. Look at that. And the kids don't mind it because hey, I got to go take a test. It's 20 minutes. It's not an hour and a half in a computer room in front of that doggone computer, and that's just one of the six tests I got to take.
Yeah. You know, they lose their attention after.
Yeah. So, and then they also have an early literacy program. So for our younger kids, K through 2, they're going to be in the early literacy, and the older kids will be in the regular Renaissance 360 program, I believe it's called. And so there's two programs fitted right to the kids, and it goes all the way through eighth grade. It's very good. And like I said, when we have to do our fall test, it's a 40-minute time frame. You can do both tests, one period, or 20 today and 20 tomorrow, you're done. Now, it's not, you know, it's not taking up 3 weeks in a computer room right now. That's what we're doing. And it's a pain.
Well, why are they not promoting this more? And this doesn't get crowned
out. The NWEA? NWEA, they're not promoting.
No, I mean, how come the Renaissance isn't being promoted more over the...
It is. Nationwide it is. Up north, on the East Coast,
right.
and up northwest, it's slowly making its way down into Arizona. But there are some schools that use it already. The reason we're looking at it is because I sat down and I called one of the guys I actually hired. I hired a guy for an elementary teacher, and I hired him because he was in a suit, and he got down on his knees. I said, what are you going to do to get kids' attention? And he's saying, old McDonald had a farm on his knees, kicking legs up and doing all the animal moves. I thought, any guy that's not afraid to embarrass himself like that, I'm going to hire him. And so he's still there, but he's in charge of the whole title program now, and he runs that, and he does all the data for it. And he said, I can sit down in 15 minutes. I have the data run for every elementary classroom.
Wow.
And we get to redivide where our kids are at. So it's easy. I mean, Max wasn't a rocket scientist. He was just a good old farm boy, and, you know. So it's not hard, you know.
It's too much of that for this stuff, you know.
Right. If it's easy to do and it's quick, they'll like it and they'll do it. And then they have to have a good experience with it. And right now, the NWEA has been anything but a good experience for a classroom teacher.
Well, they're filled with dread. You know, they just dread it, you know.
Exactly. Not only the testing, but then if you ask them to dig in and see where your learning gaps are, I remember as a teacher, when NWEA was first coming in, and they came in and they showed us how to get in there. And we had a 4-hour meeting starting at 2:30 in the afternoon. And by the time we got done, there wasn't anybody that was awake. You know, I mean, it was really hard. So I learned how to get into it, but it was the first thing I forgot when I left.
Wow.
And
they made good change.
So I think the teachers will like it. I think it'll be good information for us, and it'll speed things up. So that's all I have for you guys. I mean, there's other things that are cooking. Board meeting in June. I don't know what you guys' calendars look like. I'm trying to remember if I got. We have the 15th.
I have a proposed budget for 22 that needs to be to the state by July 5th. So they don't even have the budget at the state done, nor the forms prepared. So as late as possible, if we can do that.
Okay, as late as possible in June?
Mm-hmm. You want to do the June 15th and then just have a special meeting just to do that?
It's up to them. Would you do that?
Because we're going to have some more teachers to hire, and if we know... I mean, we could always do a quick special meeting to hire teachers, too, but June 15th isn't so terribly far away, or would you guys rather move it back? The problem is, if you go to the 29th, that's so late. 22nd or 15th?
22nd.
22nd better? Okay, let's set it for the 22nd.
Okay. For the monthly meeting?
Right.
Okay.
And I could have the budget ready by then,
right.
But...
Now, what is our bylaws? Are we going? Do we have it on the first week, or the first, or the first second?
Well, what we should do, as we move forward, what we really should do is we should try to look out. But if you have by the policies, you can always move it. But I believe it's either the first or second Tuesday. It says in there.
Right. And so we had it on Wednesday. That's why I get confused about that. But maybe we should think about that later on to see, because sometimes there's too much business at the end of the beginning of the month. Maybe we should consider that later down the road to
nail
that down.
We could change in there.
Yeah.
So
right now, the technicality, I'm just mentioning that because that is the law that we
implement. You want it at 5:15?
On the 22nd.
On the 22nd.
All righty.
Okay. All right. Mr. Almos.
Dad, I would like to make a motion to adjourn at 4:36.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye.